Why don't we go on to your next case, a 68-year-old patient?
This is a 68-year-old. We saw around Christmas time of 2015, he scraped his skin and actually started bleeding. It's a lesion on the skin. He went to see his dermatologist. Basically, the dermatologist found two suspicious lesions, both of which turned out to be deep melanomas, 2C melanomas, very deep and ulcerated melanomas. I do believe he underwent sentinel node biopsies, which were negative. So the final stage was 2C, but two separate lesions. What was interesting is that when we did the molecular analysis of these lesions, one turned out to have an NRAS mutation, the other one turned out to have a BRAF mutation. So he then presented sometime later with, he went to his dermatologist. The dermatologist noted a mass in his left forearm. And we biopsied that mass. It turned out to be melanoma. And when we did staging, he had extensive metastatic disease. So we also did a molecular analysis on that recurrent tumor, and it turned out to be the NRAS mutant, not the BRAF mutant.
Wow.
He had other mutations. It's not terribly important for this discussion. We also, not uniformly at our institution, but I do PD-L1 assays on these patients. We use not the C223 antibody, we use another antibody. But in any event, the results are very similar. David Rim has shown that the results using any of these antibodies are very similar. Turned out that he had 5 to 10% of tumor cells that stained positive for PD-L1. We decided, even though he had a PD-L1 positive tumor, because of the extensive disease that he had, that we would go ahead and give him the standard dose of ipilimumab nivolumab. We gave him 3 mg per kg of ipi together with 1 mg per kg of nivo every 3 weeks, starting actually in mid-June of this year. And again, this is a patient who had a high LDH, an extensive disease, at the time that he started treatment. Although the difference between this patient and the last patient is that the rate of progression wasn't nearly as rapid and the extent of disease wasn't as large, and he wasn't nearly as symptomatic when he came in. So after the second cycle, he developed diarrhea, but it self-resolved, so we didn't have to give him any treatment.
Before you go on, could I just kind of stop at this point? You mentioned he had an NRAS mutation. Where are we today in terms of targeted therapy of these patients?
Nothing that's approved. There was a study with BIMI, which is a MEK inhibitor, which was really a negative study, but may have shown a little bit of activity in patients who have had prior immune checkpoint inhibitors, slight improvement in progression-free survival. But I would say we have nothing effective for this group of patients at this point.